Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The mayor of Shorewood is on a phone line. Oh, I'm glad. Rick Chapman, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you, Rick?
Real good, John. How are you?
Good. I was in your town. I've got family that lives out there. I used to live in Camelot, a little subdivision around Shorewood.
Yeah, right next, right to the south of us, John.
So what's the population of Shorewood?
Yeah, we're right around 17,000.
Oh, it's that big now, huh? So I saw the news after I got home last night. I mean, I went to a couple of restaurants in your town, picking up carryout food for people, and visited with some family. And then I get home and I find out that six people in Shorewood now is. Am I correct about that, Mr. Mayor? Have the COVID-19?
Yes, you are, John.
Can you tell me much about them? Their age, where they are, what their condition is?
Because of the HIPAA laws and things like that, the Will County Health Department give us, now they give us the number and they give us the community, but it's against their practice to give out any names and any addresses. And John, I'm going to say I agree with that. There's been trouble around the country when people have actually found out that their neighbor was the person, and in some cases it got kind of ugly. So I would just as soon have the knowledge. We definitely need that so we can protect our first responders. They're the only ones that know the address and the person. So in case they have to respond to that address, they know to take special care of themselves. But as far as the rest of us know, I just want to know if Shorewood is starting to become a hot spot. Right now, that's not the case.
But that's your concern, huh?
Well, the concern would be as if today it was reported a bigger number, you know, maybe doubled. If they report to me that it doubles today, then I know that we are becoming a hot spot and we may need to get out amongst the people that are not doing social distancing properly and actually start to talk to them.
Sure, what is it? The intersections of Route 52 and 59, it's on the west side of Joliet and Will County. So, you know, about an hour south and west of, say, downtown Chicago. That's my routine off 555. That's a very interesting point you make, Mr. Mayor, because my first reaction is I want to know who these people are. I want to know where they live. I want to approximate it to the places I've been in your town where my family is living and then really practice some social distancing there. But if we out people that way, we might actually invite more trouble than it's worth. So I appreciate your thoughts on that. So you don't know where in Shorewood it is. Is it in a senior citizen center? Is it in one particular neighborhood? Is it randomly spread through your town? You just don't know.
That's absolutely right. They won't give me that. The Will County Health Department will not give me that type of information. Now, if it became a case where this was one of the, like our Timbers organization that has our older population in it, and our nursing home, the Alden thing, I believe that the health department may not give that information, but the organization itself would give it.
Yeah, I'd like some people to know it. And these HIPAA laws and rules are there for a reason, so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but you almost wonder if at some point we shouldn't make that information more public. What have you seen in Shorewood? Are people acting safely, Mr. Mayor?
For the most part, I'm going to say yes. Myself and the wife, the elderly group, and we're staying in our houses. I notice all my neighbors around me are staying in and staying apart. The once a week that I do go shopping for us, I've noticed most people out there practicing social distancing, practicing taking care of their hands with sanitizers. I've really noticed a cutback. If you look at in the country that they're shutting down refineries now and not being able to sell gasoline, the people that would say that things look exactly the same, they're really not looking at exactly what's going on.
Or what may yet happen.
That the entire country is slowed down to the point where hopefully we can recover from. I would definitely hope that would come back. It's not going to come back quick as far as I'm concerned, but I think we're practicing it, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because this is the most dangerous thing that I've seen. I'm 74 years old, and this is the most dangerous thing that I have seen happen to the country to date.
And, you know, if it's not that, I mean, so because I'm not 74, but it's this the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And I think we probably don't have the best perspective on how dangerous it is or how harmful it's going to be to the country relative to, say, Vietnam War or World War II or 9/11 or an average or a very bad flu season. We just don't have the luxury of knowing how bad it's going to be yet, but it scared the hell out of us. And never before has the country engaged in something like this before. So who knows how bad it's going to be? But I certainly appreciate your sentiment on that, Mr. Mayor. I've never seen anything even close to this before, and hopefully we're all going to get through it. If you're listening to us in Shorewood, wash your hands, socially distance. Let's not turn that town into a hotspot. Sir, thank you for your time today, and I'll look you up next time it's safe to say hello. We'll shake hands or maybe just bump elbows or something.
Yeah, John. God bless everybody in the world today.
From there it is, from Shorewood, Illinois. God bless everyone in the world today. Thank you, sir.